Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back now, and we are going to spend a little bit more time, if you you have time, Grant, and give people a chance to jump aboard if they have any additional questions in the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. Can you do that?
Yes, I'd like to.
All right, good. Now, tell us now at the top of this hour about getting the book and, you know, the ways that people can order it again and the other information you wanted us to know in advance.
Okay, the book is available as an e-book, which is immediately downloadable from the website privacycrisis.com, the same
yes.
as the book name. And that's the only place you can buy the e-book. You can begin reading it in 5 minutes from now or whenever you order it.
Uh-huh.
The book is also on the shelves of stores in the Borders bookstores across the country, and there's 10 different stores that you can either order it by telephone, or if you live in the area, you can pick it up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to give the phone numbers for each store, obviously, but I'll just give the city of each store. This mm-hmm. is the Borders stores.
Mm-hmm.
First, Greensboro, North Carolina, Syracuse, New York, Peoria, Illinois, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Eureka, California, Bakersfield, California, Sacramento, California, Henderson, Nevada, and two stores in Austin, Texas. And also you can order the book through online vendors at Amazon.com, or you can order it privately at privacycrisis.com. Also, there's one number, which I'll give, mm-hmm. which is a telephone order number. It's one of the Borders stores in Henderson, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
and that is 702-433-6222. If anybody cannot find the book in one of the stores or they don't live in the area store has the book, you can go to any bookstore and they can order it through the widely distributing company, the wholesaler that carries the book. So it's available in many ways.
You've also got the book wholesaler, Baker & Taylor, right? They're
yes, and they have it in the warehouses. They've been selling it out pretty quickly, but I think they've got some as we speak, so it should be available. But
yeah.
Those stores that I mentioned, it's on the shelf, so you can order direct from them, or if you're in the area, just pick it up.
You know, I see the potential here, Grant. Your book really making it big in the next year or so, and I do wish you all the luck in the world that this book take off, just as Dr. Corsi's book has taken off and climbed to first number one seller of nonfiction on the late, great USA. I think your book can do it. I really do, because this is the hot topic. It's hot right now, and particularly with what's coming out of Washington right now and the fear that people have about the loss of their privacy. So let's see what we can do.
Well, thank you. I hope you're right. I think we have a long ways to go before we catch Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, but hey, look at how far he's come and the time
yes,
he's been doing
that's
it.
That's exactly
he
right.
He started off pretty small himself, but he climbed. And once you start hitting all the other shows, and if you do and they let you on, boy, then you'll see things pick up and take off like no tomorrow. But we're happy to have you here helping RBN, being part of Republic, and coming on these shows. And I know that you are finding it fascinating because the questions are just fantastic from our listeners. So we'll invite more people to call when we come right back. 3 minutes from now, we'll have more time. So jump aboard right now, and you'll be first on the line. 800-313-9443 for our guest, Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis. That tells it all, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the hardbound edition right here, and we will come back with your calls and my questions as well. We'll do that in 3 minutes. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
I
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back now, and we are entertaining your questions for Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis Book. Let me take another call now. John in Texas, hello. Yes, John, you are on the air with Grant. He dropped
hello,
off.
John.
John dropped off? Maybe we lost him. Okay. All right, let me ask this question before we grab another call. Then, based on your whole chapter, which I think is... one of the best chapters, really, it caught my eye, and that is the one on the mail system, getting mail and creating an illusion. And you really made me laugh a little bit, but it's true, about mail drops and offshore mail and multiple mail drops and so on and so forth. I think that's really fascinating to know how people can even minimize any invasion of their privacy through how they get their mail, and there are a myriad of ways of doing it, right?
Yes, there certainly are, and actually I'm glad you brought that up because I believe that's one of the foundations for basic privacy seekers is to understand how important it is where your mailing address is in your life. So I don't recommend people get their mail at their home. And if they really want privacy, sometimes people use an offshore address, and these are easily obtained. Mm-hmm. There's services that do that, and it costs a little money, but everything considered, it will certainly thwart the identity theft problem and enable you to live underneath the radar, so to speak, because your mailing address is key to locating you in most cases.
Now, also, when you get if you want, for instance, a domestic post office address in the United States, I would tell people don't go through the U.S. postal system. I know the case of a fellow who went to the post office and said, I want to have a P.O. address, but I don't use my real name. I have a nickname. Is that okay? And they said, no, you got to use your real name. He said, well, that wasn't the case a few years ago. And the guy said, that's right. But now it is the case because a lot of people have been using fictitious names to avoid paying bills. And we're getting caught in the middle, you know. So that came up. I'm sure you're quite aware of that situation, right, with the post office doing that.
Right, and I'm like you, Rick. I don't use the post office to receive my mail either. In fact, I think private individuals that do that kind of work are much more equipped to handle your mail, and you probably get a better quality of service as well as the anonymity associated with that.
Well, you go to these private mail houses, mailboxes, and so forth, and that's one way of doing it among many other different ways.
Right, and there's also bookkeepers and people that are in compatible businesses and occupations that do that kind of work that will gladly take you on as a customer if you just ask.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And with regard to the telephone situation and monitoring calls, government, people worried today about what they say. What you have said about cell phones is very, very true. And you might want to just tell people a little bit now, if they haven't already known, about the concerns that you have with the cell phones.
Well, yes, actually the cell phone is fairly safe, except that there's certain agencies that will have equipment. If they really want to find you through, if they know your number, they can do that. But it takes pretty sophisticated equipment, the scanners, to do that. But the rule with cell phones is not to get one in the traditional way. I mean, the major companies invade your privacy. Many times they ask for a two-year contract, a credit check, and all this stuff. You don't want to do that. Go to the supermarket or the retail store and buy one off the shelf that nobody has any information about who holds the phone. I mean, if you really want privacy, use anonymous pay phones as you make sensitive calls.
Yeah, yeah.
And have no direct link from your telephone to you as an individual. There, with that in mind, you will avoid the NSA wiretapping.
Mm-hmm. Boy, there's a number of ways of doing it, and it sounds, you know, like paranoia to some people, but hey, I would rather be thought to be a little paranoid than to be absolutely careless and nonchalant with privacy and freedom, because to do so is absolutely foolish, and we're making it easier for tyrants to take control of us, and that's something we don't want, you know? You've said about the phone calls and so forth. There are other ways of handling phone calls, and voicemail, as you also mentioned in the book, is a nice little way of getting your messages indirectly without having any direct contact with people.
Yes, Rick, you and I both use that, and that is an option for people to use, because you can accomplish a lot with that, but also the voicemail is just a number out there in cyberspace, and you have no links to your physical phone through that necessarily, and there's private companies that offer those, and so you can essentially avoid any records if you choose. And, you know, keep in mind that nobody is trying to, I'm not trying to have people do something that is not proper here. Everything here is ethical and legal that I talk about in the book, and everybody has their own goals and their own objectives for privacy, and these are just some of those. Now, people basically can do what they require in their life if they just have the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the information is really in this book that you have is a hardbound edition, right?
Yes.
And that's what you're offering. Do you see the a softbound edition coming out, making it maybe a little bit less expensive for people to buy?
Well, Rick, you know a lot about this industry, and there's some talk within the publisher
Yeah.
They don't know when they're going to print another batch of them. They're midway through the first batch. And I don't know if it's going to come out in a softbound edition or not. The e-book is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So that may be the option for the future. I don't know. So I can't really answer your question now.
Right,
but it is a book that was put together with a lot of thought and a lot of pains.
Well, the demographically speaking, I may be wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that younger people today are even more apt to be interested in reading this book because of their concerns about people getting in touch with them, credit, finances, loans, and so forth. And I don't know if you found that to be true, but I would think that you're opening up a vast reservoir of readership right there.
Yes, and not only with my book, but with many issues that come up. I'm seeing people in their 20s become very interested in, I guess you would consider it, the freedom movement that we have.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's very positive.
Sure. Well, the draft considerations and the age of young people and the wars that never end and continue and all of this, these neocons, you know, and what they're conning us into next, people are rightfully concerned, I think. And that's where they come in as far as getting the information they need. But they need consistent information. They need information that's reliable and that's true. And so far, I find that your book really and truthfully has been very good in that regard. I can find, you know, virtually no faults in it whatsoever. You're very cautious. You've been through the mill. You've learned yourself how to deal with these issues. And you're not telling people to do anything that is against the law, so to speak. You're telling people to use the law and use it efficaciously and use it wisely to protect themselves. That's all you're saying in the book, essentially, but you're giving us hints that people probably are not aware of.
Yes, and once on a program, I think that you mentioned working privately, and let me just touch on that because I know that is an area that almost everybody has to be concerned with because most people work and earn money. Well, the book offers options where you don't have to be a part of the new hire database because think about that. Why does everybody need to be a number in some government database? And these databases are numerous. Nobody even knows how many databases the new hirees make it into. The book offers many options, and it's not just cash jobs. There's industry after industry after industry that people can work anonymously in. As an example, we're talking about the computer software industry. There's computer repair person, there's webmaster, designer, computer programmer, software, wholesale salesperson, the medical industry, the same thing. There's industry after industry that you can become fully and gainfully employed and do it anonymously if you just follow the steps of using a front entity, either a trust or an LLC,
right,
to receive the checks on your behalf.
There you go. Well, if it can work for Dick Cheney, it can work for anybody, right?
Well, now, I don't know if you could work for the government. You'd have to do some really fast
work. If it works
work
for them,
the government and use these methods, because that's the one area that, you know, you pretty much have to do it the traditional way.
There you go, Larry. I was being a little facetious, but anyway. Hey, I thank you for being with us tonight, Grant. We'll do it again, and we hope to look forward to you on a regular basis.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate all the calls.
Thank you very much, and you'll be getting a lot of orders. Privacy crisis, identity theft, and much more in the book. Thank you. Grant Hall, our guest. We will be back in 3 minutes to talk about a number of other issues, and they, of course, are many. I like DV Kid's latest column. DV will be with us next Tuesday night. She's quite a columnist, and we'll talk about that and much more. Stay tuned. Jump aboard 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, well, well. Okay, here we go. Here we go into the final home stretch. 23 past the hour. I'm Rick Adams. And, yes, much happening. DV Kid has her, well, I guess it's her latest column. And, of course, she's on newswithviews.com. As many of you know, she's reflecting back on what happened in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, when Mayor Lou Barletta took a stand against the invasion of his city by the illegals. And she mentions that Mayor Barletta understands what the word illegal means and crafted new laws to do what Congress has refused to do. Uphold Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which reads, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence." Well, the new ordinance would require anyone attempting to rent must obtain a residency permit at City Hall. If the individual's background check cannot verify or confirm they are a U.S. citizen or legal alien, they would be prohibited from living in Hazleton. Landlords who thumb their nose at the law by renting to illegals would be fined, as well as employers who would lose their business license for a perfect period of 5 years. Topping off this long overdue action by a local municipality, the ordinance would mandate English as the official language of Hazleton. That includes refusing to saddle natural-born or naturalized citizens with wasteful spending in the form of printing city information in any language except English. Predictably, the American Communist Lawyers Union, an organization which promotes lawlessness and defends filthy, dirty, pedophile organizations like NAMLA, North American Men Boys Love Association, and North American Men Boys Love Association, whose motto is Sex After 8, It's Too Late, went ballistic and filed a lawsuit. The question is, do the states or local municipalities have the right to take steps to stop an invasion? If the federal government fails or refuses to do so, well, according to a constitutional scholar, Dr. Edwin Vieira, many of you know him, Edwin Vieira says, by recognizing, adopting, incorporating, and perpetuating the militia of the several states, as they historically existed, the Constitution immunizes them from fundamental changes in their legal composition and characteristics through more legislative acts, as opposed to any constitutional amendment. The Constitution does impose certain new national duties on the militia when they are called forth to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. This, however, also empowers them in these particulars, both when called forth according to the laws that Congress provides and in those situations in which the militia ought and need be called forth, but Congress refuses, fails, or is unable to do so. Now, she talks about Arizona State Representative Russell Pierce and what he has said on this very subject. Quote, Congress has firmly established that there is a significant public interest in the effective enforcement of immigration law. Congress could have chosen local law enforcement pursuant to its plenary power over immigration, but it has not done so. In the absence of a limitation on local government powers, the states are bound by the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution to enforce violations of the federal immigration law. There you have it. Right there. He's right and she's right. The statutory law of the United States is part of the law of each state just as it were written into state statutory law. Representative Pierce's full analysis is found here. Quote, I encourage every American to read it. And you can click, if you go on the website, newswithviews.com, she gives you the place where you just click here and his whole treatise on the subject is there in writing. Print it up, copy it, distribute it so people will understand. It's not just a moral obligation, it's a legal obligation on the part of the states, the small republics, to do what the federal government has thus far refused to do, to enforce the sovereignty of the states and of the nation against illegals invaders. That's pretty clear to me. So why didn't this judge understand that? Well, I think he did. Judge Munley is basically in his decision saying that an illegal alien from Red China, for instance, who slithered across the border in the dead of night, has all of the privileges or immunities as citizens of these United States. Well, that's the stupidest, dumbest, weirdest, most obnoxious thing that I've ever heard. Other than George Bush is a Christian. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Evie Kidd will be with us next week, Tuesday night. Tell your friends, by all means. Her column continues, why should hardworking Americans and legal immigrants who live in New Haven pay taxes from the sweat of their labor to give a free ride to criminals who have broken into our house? Well, you know, don't forget, George Bush calls them guests. He says they're here because they want to better themselves. And he's in favor of betterment. He's in favor of economic prosperity for all of our people. Oh, yes. Peace, democracy, and prosperity. And after all, we have the SPP. That's right. Security, prosperity, partnership. Those are nice-sounding words, aren't they? But it's not too nice when you realize that George Bush says we don't need borders. We can't have borders if we're going to have a globalist New World Order. D.V. Kidd says just the opposite. Who's right and who's wrong? Very simple. As D.V. says, illegal steal your job, bankrupting major cities, medical facilities, and education systems, and are importing wholesale crime, disease, and gangs. Now, we have a city actually aiding and abetting these lawbreakers by making life easy for them. New Haven. Now, like she says, I would move heaven and earth to recall Mayor DeStefano. After I called ICE demanding his arrest, every single sanctuary city in this country is guilty of violating federal law. In the case of New Haven, Mayor DeStefano, it goes even further. One of the justifications for this ID is, quote, the cards available to New Haven's entire population are meant to help anyone without a state or federal issued ID open a bank account. Here we go again. And, you know, Lou Dobbs talked about it on his show, and here we are talking about it now tonight. Henry in Connecticut, how can you possibly live there? The tale of two cities, Hazleton and New Haven, opposite cities, opposite approaches. I know you don't live in New Haven. Anyway, it's absolutely amazing. We tolerate this. And then, you know, Grant Hall asked the question about how is it that Americans are willing to tolerate these invasions of privacy? My God, they're tolerating, they're still tolerating the invasion of their cities by people from outside the country. Why would it bother them then if their own government and their own peoples invade their personal privacy? That's the answer. That's the reason right there. Because we've grown accustomed to it. We've learned to live with lawbreakers. We've learned to live with unzippered presidents like Bill Clinton. That was not his greatest crime. And he was set up, there's no question about it. But the reasons for impeachment? Well, there were far more serious reasons to impeach Bill Clinton and George Bush and the rest of them than what we were given, and that was the reason that it didn't amount to a bag of beans. And she says, even though the Hazleton Ordinance hasn't been enforced because of the legal challenges, a significant portion of the resident criminals have already skipped town. Hispanic business owners have complained this has hurt their business. Aww. Get out the violins and hankies, she says. They care nothing for the law, nothing for the law, only for the buck. They don't care that 25 Americans will die today from drunk illegals driving on our roads or outright murder. These Hispanic business owners need to get it. Illegal means just that. And how moral is it for you to make money from people who have broken the law? What a they have no conscience. Illegals are liars and cheats. This country is drowning in an attitude of the hell with the U.S. Constitution and the law. Just give me the money. Is it any wonder we're in a meltdown? DV asks. Newswithviews.com. She's also, as you know, co-authored a number of periodicals, publications, pamphlets, and books. Why a Bankrupt America and Blind Loyalty. 2 million copies of that were sold. She left the Republican Party in 1996 and has been independent ever since. And I really think she's one of the better columnists that we've had on the program, and among those that we haven't even had on the program as of yet. Now, we were also referring to some of the things that Bob Chapman had said this week in his emailed edition of his International Forecaster yesterday. And I would like to get back to them. If you have a call, quickly, we'll take it at 800-313-9443. But Chapman's talking, of course, about the U.S. money markets, the economy in general, what's happening now worldwide, the, quote, threat of terrorism. Talking about yesterday, and what we were talking about specifically was gasoline additives, and you know what we mean, ethanol, and the dangers posed, and the dangers in the food supply as well, and a company called Monsanto. And the billions of dollars they have been able to amass. Well, When you realize what is happening right now on international markets, then you realize there's a plan here. There is a plan, no question about it. America's hopelessly in debt to these international bankster gangsters. And, hey, there's no way out of it unless there's a total repudiation of the debt and a total repudiation of the whole debt structure, the whole debt system. But you see, what Chapman says is, at this rate, no one will believe a thing the Treasury and the Fed says. The Ponzi scheme is unraveling. Oh, hey, maybe some man's going to come along, some new money system, and you're going to say, look, you don't want to have faith in them anyway. We're going to show you the way out of this. We're going to be the new peacemakers. Yeah, we're going to perform miracles. Join us, won't you? Just bow down, give us your soul, and we'll take care of the rest. That's all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Surrender your all. What the heck? You've already surrendered your young people, your children. Those of you who have, thank gosh, thank God that more and more are saying no. Saying no to Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and all of the rest of them. Miss Clinton, Mr. Giuliani, give me a break, please. No more of it. But now, you see, as he's talking about, all the pensions are becoming affected. While the economic and financial world sits on the edge of oblivion, the Texas Teachers Retirement System, which manages the pensions of 1 million working and retired teachers, will vote on shifting a third of its assets into private equity funds with Blackstone, Carlyle, and Kelso. Talk about the wrong thing at the wrong time. They're already 15% in real estate and 15% in private equity and hedge funds. Many underfunded pension funds have gone to alternative investments to goose up returns. Boy, that is very dangerous, and he's pointing that out. They're about to make matters worse. From the frying pan into the fire, huh? No question. So now we have this prospect, another warning, you know, Fox News and its warnings about what's going to happen next, and they, of course, tell us that the Israelis would know. After all, they have such good intelligence. Uh-huh. You mean the intelligence that managed to pull off 9/11? Is that the kind of intelligence you're talking about? And the Twin Towers? And Larry Silverstein and Benjamin Netanyahu and the London bombings? And the Jordan bombings? And Yemen? And the coal, maybe? Uh-huh. Fox News, Brit Hume, you remember when they were discussing the Israelis and their connection and the spy network operating at the time of 9/11, and that story was taken down within a matter of minutes? My, my. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas, hello.
Yeah, hi, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I think I'm doing just as well as I do any night.
You're doing as well as what?
As I do any night.
Well, I think so,
I don't think I have to vacillate or change. I'm consistently pleased as punch, as
right.
Hubert Horatio Humphrey said many times. Golly gee, golly gee.
Well, you're always... I don't know how you can avoid being a cynic in your position, but you always manage to do so.
Well, now you know.
As
you
I
know
do.
Yes.
That's because I believe in the real Judeo-Christian Christ, as Pastor Hagee does. And I, you know, that stokes my spirits, I guess you would say.
Well, you're closer to him than I am.
Right.
That's a wonderful blessing.
By a few miles. And I'm more responsible for his existence, and I bear a huge burden of guilt.
I'm sure
thinking
you
that. I wish you'd have a caller that was a little closer so that I could say, well, you know, I don't want to assume responsibility for his existence because I'm, you know, maybe you could have somebody that was 50 miles away or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yes, I'm listening. What else do you have on your wonderful mind tonight?
Oh, on my wonderful mind,
I
think about Grant Hall and how we need to hide our identity.
Mm.
And I, you know, I didn't call in because I don't want to call in on a cell phone because that could possibly, you know, mess up and then I'd be ridiculed for the next hour or two.
Well, but, not that much. Maybe 45 minutes, but not that much.
Okay, whatever.
Yes.
But,
what would you have asked, or what point did you want to make?
That was Grant Hall. It's not a question of should they know everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's, the question is, why don't we know everything about them since they are our servants, right?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to invade their privacy now, would you?
Well...
I mean, Dick Cheney has to be private. After all, he is not part of the federal government. His office is not part of the executive branch. It's a private trust.
Yeah, Cheney said that?
Yes.
And he's right.
That's right. It's part of a private army and a private enterprise.
Right.
And he should be able to do whatever he wants with your kiddies and your little children and send them off and fight and profit from them and hold everything in secret and keep that information that is so essential to us from us. After all, privacy is his goal.
Well, the thing is, Rick, like Mr. Cheney said, he you know, when he says that, he's actually telling the truth. He's not a part of the executive
branch. That's absolutely right. Yeah, I agree. He's not. No. No question about it.
We
he's above the law.
We have a CEO of a corporation. And
Now, he might be part of another government.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which that could be. You know, you might give me an idea or two, but I find it very difficult to think of any other government that he might hold a little bit of loyalty to as opposed to our system and our nation and our people.
Okay, Rick, do you have time to hear a real tear-jerking story from me? I mean, this is a... take your contacts out if you have them, and I don't want you to start crying and lose a contact lens.
I don't use contacts, but that's all right. I have my hanky.
Okay, you got your hanky handy?
And my violin, yes.
Okay, I was... eating lunch and reading the newspaper, the American Free Press, and all of a sudden my truck was violently rocked.
Mm-hmm.
Just poof, somebody backed into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And did a pretty good little bit of damage to it. So when this happened, I got the guy's insurance company and this and that and the other. His name was Jose Suarez Jr.,
I
think.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I'm going to get my truck fixed. And he said, wouldn't you rather just have $200 right now? And I said, you know, I had to think about it for about a minute or two. And I said, I think I'd rather just get truck fixed. And I hadn't had a Texas driver's license in 2 years because I realized that you don't need a license to travel. You need one to drive. Oh, so anyways, the whole thing turns out that I have to go down there and get a driver's license so I can get a free rental truck for the 2 weeks that it's going to take them to fix my truck.
Yes.
So now I'm a... compliant, what would you call that, a compliant citizen or whatever, that I have my license now to drive, which I don't do because driving is engaging in commerce, and I don't do that. I just travel, personal travel. I don't need the privilege granted by the state of Texas to drive. But that forced me into doing that. That was the convenient thing to do, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. So the moral of the story is?
Moral of the story is, well, you can go in Home Depot and get your little stuff, but they won't let you get it without having your current driver's license, this, that, and other.
All right. So you found yourself entangled in the web, huh?
I'm entangled in the matrix, Rick.
Okay. All right. I get the picture. I got to run. Thank you, Doug from Texas. We have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Rick Adams.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we don't have too much time. We're down to the wire. Tomorrow night, Mr. Scott Smith will join us back on the program after a long hiatus. He will be on as co-host and co-commentator. Now we have Mary in Georgia. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. Are you there, Mary?
I heard some noise. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. Your last caller, I was kind of confused about what he was saying about John Hagee. That was he for him or against him?
No, he's being a little bit sarcastic. He's against him.
Oh, okay.
But he's trying to be, he's just trying to be a little sarcastic, and he has a wry sense of humor when he does so.
Oh, okay, because I knew John Hagee. Anybody with any God-given
right.
brains knows that that man is an apostate preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And like
he's
most,
that.
Yeah, like
yes.
most preachers on TBN are.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say that... Rick, if people would just read their Bible instead mm-hmm. of trusting their pastors
yes.
behind the pulpit to tell them what the Word says, you know, I know that the pastors are going to be held accountable for leading the sheep astray,
mm-hmm.
but the sheep's also going to be held accountable for not reading the Word for their self.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. You have an obligation. You're of sound mind, you're of adequate literacy, then you should know how to read, and you should read on your own. That's true.
That's
now,
right.
Not everybody understands what they read, but that's beside the point. You know, clearly if you want the truth and you seek the truth, he won't keep it from you. He will never keep the truth from you.
No, he won't, Rick, because when I first started reading the Bible, I didn't understand a lot of it either, but I could always ask him, well, this sounds like a contradiction, you know, this verse and that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always show me what it really meant. And so if you really want to seek the truth, the Lord's going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
right.
given.
Amen. He gave it to you, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He
Thank
sure did.
God. Thank God. Well, it's a blessing hearing you again, Mary. And
okay.
I'm out of time.
I know. I appreciate your show,
I'll talk to you again. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Keep listening. And we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. But,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to mention also again, very important tomorrow, that vote may come up any time on the hate crimes bill. Very important you call your senators, your U.S. senators, at 877-851-6437. You got that? 877-851-6437, toll-free, and the toll number, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121 is the number saying no to the hate crimes bill right now being ramrodded right through Congress before summer departure. Can't have it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, call tomorrow. Do it. Don't put it off now. If you haven't called, and even if you have, call again and again. Get the message through, as we've done before. Well, thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing, see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Scott Smith, the great Scott Smith from Taxachusetts. Be with us tomorrow night, Lord willing, 9 o'clock Central. We'll see you then. Rick Adams, God bless you.
A message for all homeowners.